I cannot decorate this pain for you, my brother. I stand by the mirror, see the pain under my skin. I give myself.
We start our show today with Afghanistan's first rock band, Kabul Dreams. That's Suleiman Kardash, the lead singer and guitarist, playing their new song, Saturated Hope.
Saturated hope in my head.
A few years ago, the band was forced to flee Afghanistan after they got death threats. They've started a new life in Oakland. Now, with President Trump's second travel ban and a rise in hate crimes against Muslims, Kabul Dreams is hoping to build a cultural bridge by bringing Afghan rock to California and the West. Shuka Kalantari brings us their story.
I stand by the mirror, see the pain under my skin.
In his rehearsal studio in Oakland, Suleiman Kardash explains he wrote Saturated Hope to share what it feels like to never be able to live in the place you call home.
The song is about waking up every day and some days waking up in different places and starting all over again and coming here not having anything that you had back home.
Sometimes I feel I was born at the wrong time, but looking back at history, there was never the right time. Remember when my mama told me that I'm on my own? I never made a friend or I.
Suleiman has dark eyes, black hair, and a thin frame. He was born in Kabul, but grew up as a refugee in nearby Uzbekistan during the Taliban rule. In Uzbekistan, he enrolled in high school, and his new punk friends introduced him to bands like Nirvana and the Sex Pistols.
God save the queen, the fascist regime, it made you a moron, potential hate bomb.
He was hooked. He picked up his first guitar at 14 and never put it down. As a refugee, music gave Suleiman a sense of home. After the fall of the Taliban, Suleiman returned to Afghanistan in 2007 and started Kabul Dreams with two other refugees who just returned home. Suleiman wrote the song Sedoye Man, or My Voice, a couple of years later as an anthem to his country's hopes for democracy.
I think we need a song to really encourage youth anyway to be united, and that's what we felt. And that's actually the entire idea of having a band.
Kabul Dreams never planned to leave Kabul, but Suleiman's dreams of the U.S. invasion bringing democracy to his home were shattered. He saw people killed on the streets of Kabul. Bombings were frequent. The band received countless death threats. Suleiman didn't see an end. The band decided to leave Afghanistan for good.
It wasn't easy, not only for me, for all the refugees, I guess. And moving from one place to another constantly actually makes you who you are, too, in a way.
After touring in the U.S., the band decided to make California their new home in 2014. 2 years later, Suleiman got to meet one of his childhood heroes, Metallica, when Kabul Dreams was asked to appear in a movie with Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich, called Radio Dreams.
Hey! You guys must be the band. I'm Lars.
I'm Suleiman.
Nice to meet you.
Hey.
Suleiman says that blew his mind. He says he's grateful for the freedom he feels here in the U.S. But now Suleiman has a new challenge, Islamophobia.
I can be a Muslim, but I can play a rock and roll, and I can be a doctor, engineer. That's something very spiritual between me and whatever I believe in. You don't really get to choose what I believe in.
Suleiman says the new travel ban aimed at Muslim countries is ridiculous. Even though Afghanistan is not on that list, he says his religion and ethnicity are being targeted. Suleiman hopes his music will get people to reassess their stereotypes.
If a kid in California finds out about Kabul Dreams being from Afghanistan, but being right now in Oakland, you know, Oakland-based band, if they listen to our music and they say, oh wow, I like their music, I think that's a big change for me. At least, I'm pretty sure that they would change their perspective about where we are coming from. That would change his mind about the immigrants, people from different backgrounds.
In this town, troubles are found, and you cannot run anywhere. You can't hide out, your shadow is mine, and I will find you soon anyway.
Kabul Dreams released their latest album last month. It's called Megalomaniacs. Suleiman says megalomaniacs rule the world today, in Afghanistan, in the US, in so many places, turning citizens into immigrants and refugees. It's Suleiman's story. It's Kabul Dream's story. And it's a story the band will share, one song at a time. For the California Report, I'm Shuka Kalantari in Oakland.
That story is part of West of Middle East, a podcast by Nada Nobody Foundation about changemakers from the Middle East diaspora living in the West.